Garden. It's Saturday morning with Tony Serra, Porty Guy from the Magic Garden Nursery, native to Sony. And this is a second-generation gardener. This is a family business now.
Yes.
And it's second generation. And to come by and visit you, somebody would go to
7909 East 22nd Street. We're on the north side of 22nd, just east of Pantano. Getting ready to head into winter hours, which will be 8 to 5, 7 days a week.
And y'all used to kind of have a little screen of mesquites that blocked you, and you couldn't see the signs. You would just have to kind of look for the very, I wouldn't call it neon, but the very bright green
building with the yellow trim on top. Yes,
but it's very obvious now that they had to clear the mesquites because the city didn't have enough time to keep trimming them because they were in the power lines, and very, very visible now.
Yes. So everybody wants to yell at us for taking out the two huge mesquites in our front property. It wasn't us. The city came through to do it because they kept growing up into the power lines too much, and we're going to work on a deal with the city to get the area re-landscaped. So a little patience, and it'll be looking good again soon.
Excellent. Well, let's see what we can do to help the rest of our callers real quick. Dennis wants to know about growing hops here. I wonder what he's got in mind. Dennis, go ahead.
Hi, it's actually Denise.
I apologize. Go ahead.
That's all right. So I saw an article in Sunset a while back. A homeowner was growing hops all up the side of one of the walls of their homes. And I was wondering if that's something we can grow here. And if so, my house faces north-south with the back of the house facing north. And we're in Ahwatukee.
There hasn't been any long-term really trials with hops at the lower desert regions. And so the heat, it's mostly the lack of humidity, tends to be the limiting factor. There are a lot of people who are trying it, and there just hasn't been any long-term studies done, so I couldn't give you an honest opinion as to how well it would work. But your best bet is if you're there, try and get it some shade by like 10 or 11. A lot of compost, plant them close on center, because if you've got them closer together, they will help increase the humidity around themselves naturally to give them a better chance of going. And just use something, a low nitrogen fertilizer, an organic one, slow to release. Don't push the growth out too much. Get a powdered form of fish meal, and once a month apply that on them.
Now, we can only assume what they're growing hops for. What would be an alternative, or is there one in the desert region? Other than squeezing cactus might be the better option.
No, that's
tequila. Give up on the beer and go.
Yeah, either way, I need a sample, Denise. But, there are a few wine grapes, believe it or not, the Merlot and some of the Chardonnay that'll make it down here. So you can just bring us all a case of wine instead of the beer.
There you go. Dave wants to know. This is a tricky one. Dave, welcome to the program.
Well, I live in Gilbert, and I have killed two dwarf avocados now. I just totally let them commit hara-kiri on me. I want to know if there's a good dwarf avocado I could grow in Gilbert, and if so, how? Give me some wisdom, please.
Avocados, again, it's just the extreme heat without the humidity that tends to do them in. But yes, there are people who have successfully grown them up there. You're trying it in a pot or in the ground?
I'll put it in the ground this time. Those two that I killed were in pots.
Okay, in the ground, just a nice big hole. When you dig an extra foot deep. Don't bring it all the way back up to the soil level. Leave it down so you've got like a sunken bowl shape in there, about 4 or 5 feet in diameter, so that when you, the first summer, you're going to have to water 4 or 5 times a week, and just lay that hose there for about 3 hours at each shot. Good, long, slow, deep soaking. And the following year, you could probably get by doing that every 3 days. And you'll be in great shape. The key is the water. If you want to grow avocados here, it's just keeping them moist.
It is tricky. We get that call a lot, and I know a lot of people just tell them, if you have the time, go for it. But if you're wanting a fruit-producing tree, get something that's successful.
Yes, it's tough. Just it's getting the water done properly. That's all it boils down to.
All right, we won't bring Maureen into the conversation because we don't have enough time. But real quick, her 2-year-old oak tree has a lot of suckers growing from around them. How does she get rid of them?
You've got to trim those off, and if it means going down, scraping away some of the soil level, trimming those off down below the soil grade as close to the root zone as you can. And there's finally a product that appears to be registered for Arizona called Sucker Stop that you should be able to, you may be able to find now for sure after the first of the year, that you can go out there and spray on those wounds after you've cut them off to keep the suckers from growing back up.
And again, walking into the nursery, once you get through the front door of the Magic Garden Nursery and you walk out, color everywhere.
Oh, it's great. I mean, others that you can do this time of the year, an underused plant is Dianthus. Comes in an array of colors, flower sizes, height, and it grows almost year-round, takes the cold well, and is the parent to our carnations.
And moving into the holiday season, not that far away, we've got Thanksgiving, we have Christmas, we have New Year's, Christmas cactus, poinsettias, living Christmas trees.
All of that stuff's coming in a month.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to when that gets in. Again, thank you for joining us here. And again, it's northeast corner of 22nd and Pantano.
That's right. Thanks
Magic
for having
Gardeners.
Me.
Tony, thank you.
Great job, Tony.
Thank you.
Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.